Murray Baker, we normally have Bjorn on. Bjorn said, what's going on here? How come I'm not on when you're promoting that Murray's on? Murray, good morning to you.
Morning, Andrew.
I'm getting text messages from a number saying, why is he on and not me? What's going on there?
I wouldn't know.
You stay away from him these days, don't you?
Yeah.
As much as you
too
can.
Too competitive.
How's Lizzie Lamore and Bonnevelle for tomorrow? Are they have they had good preps into their first up runs?
Well, it's been very wet in New Zealand. That's well documented. Trials put off all the time. They've fortunately had one trial each and a couple of jump outs, so they shouldn't be too far behind.
And since they've been in Melbourne, I think it's been, 10 days, a bit longer than that?
Yeah, no, they're progressing. Of course, it's been cold. They've still got to drop their winter coats, but they're starting to look better each day.
How competitive can they be tomorrow then?
Well, I think their fitness levels are good, and, you know, they're both athletic horses. I think they should be running on at the finish anyway.
Tell us, we know about Bonnevelle from here in Sydney, obviously, winning the Oaks, but tell us a little bit about Lizzie Lamore, the five-year-old mare.
Very talented mare, only had 11 starts, won 5 and a couple of thirds, won a Group 3, 2, 4 Waikato Cup, and won the Bone Crusher Weight for Age 2,000 metres, so she's a pretty handy mare.
What's her sort of goal? When you mentioned 2,400, are you going to try and get to that trip?
I'm sure she'll get 24 because she's a Zabio out of Sadler's Wells mare and always gave us the impression that she would stay. And she has won at 24 as a four-year-old.
Okay. And what about the Oaks winner, Bonnevelle? Is she a different type of mare this time?
Yeah, she's the same. She's pretty quiet, back runner. Should be coming into the race, you know, as they get round to about the 500, but we're happy enough with her.
Yeah. And both of these are cups bound, Caulfield Cup first, obviously?
Well, I hope so. Yeah. I know Bonnevelle's qualified. I don't know about Lizzie Lamore. I think she's probably beaten the ballot, but whether she gets enough weight, I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, okay. We'll wait and see, but they're both ready to go tomorrow. You would have been happy with John Snow?
Yeah, very good run, because I actually thought he'd see the back of them all, but he went a bit better than I thought and fresh and jumped. So he's running in the Maccabi Diva next.
Okay. Well, we know his talents too. You've got a few there. You like the Aussie dollars, mate.
Well, they've suddenly got heavier, so we've got to try and get some.
I reckon you'll enjoy it. I tell you something, you've got a great team. You co-train with Andrew Forsman in New Zealand, but the girls that come over every time you come, Murray, they do a great job with your horses.
They certainly do, yeah. This year, two very capable girls. One's a Finnish girl from central Finland, worked for us for a while, and the other's a Kiwi girl from the deep south, Brian Anderton country down White Robe Lodge in Dunedin. So, no, they're very good.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic. You trust them, they look after them, and they do a great job. All your horses always run well, as we hope they run well tomorrow. Thanks for your time, Murray.
Thank you.
Good on you. Murray Baker joining us there.